This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Every year, an estimated 2 million children are exploited in the global sex trade, according to the advocacy group Equality Now. As Alabama has become part of an elaborate sex trafficking network, numerous underage victims need treatment. That's where the Children's Hospital Intervention and Prevention Center in Birmingham comes in. There, suspected victims of abuse receive forensic medical exams and counseling. In this final part of our series on sex trafficking, Dr. Melissa Peters, the center's medical director, talks with WBHM's Dan Carson. A warning, this may not be suitable for young listeners.
For many years, we've seen kids who are trafficked for sex. We've just become more aware of rings and the effects of being along the I-20 corridor.
Without being too graphic, what are some of the specific results of this trafficking, of this trade that you see at the CHIP Center?
Human trafficking, when it comes to children, at its essence, it's child abuse. And so the effects that we see are the same ones that we see with child abuse, from depression, from difficulty in school, substance abuse, mental health issues, a variety of problems downstream because it's child abuse.
Some of these young people are actually branded. Is that right?
That does happen, yes. Children, boys and girls, because it's both boys and girls that this happens to, may be tattooed or marked in some other way by the pimp that is selling them for sex. That certainly happens.
With certain types of child abuse, I guess there is more stigma, more discomfort with facing it directly. Is that part of the problem here?
Child sexual abuse is something that I think our society is much more comfortable talking about now than when we really started talking about it in the 1970s and 1980s. It's something that people are much more aware of. And I think you can see that reflected in laws in our state. For example, with Aaron's Law that was passed in 2015, which mandates that there is prevention for child abuse within the school systems. We have the State Human Trafficking Task Force. It is wonderful that there are awareness events out there, that there are organizations that provide counseling or shelter. But we do all need to communicate because this is the type of problem that we aren't going to fix with only a law enforcement and prosecutorial approach. Really, it needs a public health approach, which is based on prevention, treating it as a disease, identification of risk factors.
What are some of those risk factors?
There are quite a few of them, and actually one of the biggest ones is having been physically or sexually abused as a child. Substance abuse, mental health problems, school problems, children with developmental delays and learning problems, domestic violence. Also, kids that are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or trans, that is also a very large risk factor. The last one that I would mention is homelessness. We know that it is very common for kids that are homeless to have been trafficked for sex. The numbers that we have say about 1 in 10. And they're being approached by a trafficker, happens very frequently, very soon, after they become homeless.
Do you have any advice for parents or just for citizens out there in the world?
I think the biggest thing is to teach your child to protect themselves. Help your child develop a good sense of self-esteem. Be aware of the dangers that are on the internet. The internet is a wonderful thing, but children need to know how to behave safely on the internet. And that is key because that is one of the ways where some people are induced into trafficking situations.
You see that fairly frequently?
Yes, where somebody is lured by somebody on social media to meet with them and then is sexually abused. Unfortunately, that is something we see fairly frequently.
You do forensic exams on kids who have been abused in these various ways. You see some pretty ugly and probably at times, I would guess, depressing things. Why do you do this?
I have a really great job. I do see children that are injured, sometimes injured terribly, but I get to see really wonderful things too. When I follow kids up from the hospital, often we go from a child who is injured to a child who is running around, eating snacks, playing and squealing. It's really, really gratifying. It's an amazing thing to be able to be a part of.
That's pediatrician Melissa Peters speaking with WBHM's Dan Carson. You can hear extended conversation and check out our series on human trafficking in Alabama at our website. That's WBHM.org.